Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Today we're doing a live Q&A from my bathroom, which I do love to do because everything I do started in this bathroom. All the products I test, all the healing techniques I teach, not necessarily all of the reading, although quite a lot of that was indeed done in the very bath right behind me here. But anyway, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to tackle stubborn fat, how to manage during chemotherapy, and also how to reveal glowing skin. So before we get into today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things, and you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And if that's not enough, the other thing that I love about them is that they are very much a science-backed supplementation brand. Okay, this is very scientific in its backdrop, and it's very much connected into the pharmaceutical end of things, but naturally. Okay, so that's why it's such a great fit. And last but by no means least, we do always like a bargain here on Own Your Health. I'm always one to be talking to you about the freebies or the health hacks or the cheap things that you can do. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. Our second wonderful partner is Evolve Beauty. So their lovely founder, Laura Rudo, is very close to my heart in as much as she really looked at something which actually needed to evolve, hence the pun on the name. But actually, she needed some, we all needed to evolve. We needed to come out of chemical-based beauty products, which were bad for our skins, bad for our bodies, bad for our environments, and come up with something which is cruelty-free, which is vegan, which is pregnancy-friendly, which is environmentally friendly, and has a commitment to zero waste production and carbon neutral practices. That is quite the remit. I certainly know from setting up the Hey You method, it is really, really difficult to walk the path of integrity. You are being pulled in every single which direction to kind of cut corners, and you have to kind of really be committed to the evolution of everything in order to actually walk that path. Now, Laura has done just that. So that's exactly what she's doing. And again, with very, very highly clinically tested products, which are really good for the skin and really good for the environment. And that is the commitment of Evolve Beauty, which is why I'm so proud to be partnering with them. And again, she is also giving us a bargain. She's giving us 20% off at Till Point if you put in this time Brindle20. There are T's and C's that applied, so do please have a look at the description for more details if you need more information. But if you pop over to evolvebeauty.co.uk, you can have a look for yourself and take advantage of the 20% discount. In the meantime, we've had some really lovely comments that have come in. Jane, first of all, I've highlighted. She said, thanks for sharing the tip about using banana peel on verrucas. It definitely works. Yay! I know this stuff does. Trust me, I would not sit in my bathroom if it didn't. My family has used it many times and it's always a success. I totally agree. The old banana skin is a really, really good foolproof technique for verrucas. And having had kids with verrucas and trying the normal route, I always go back to the banana skin because sometimes they're a little bit resistant and then they get desperate and then they try it and then it works. And they go, oh, mummy, we should have done this in the first place, which is absolutely right. So banana skins are very useful, and also most people tend to have a banana most days, especially if you're living in a family, because they're quite an easy fruit for children to enjoy. So it's quite a useful technique. Kerry says, after your wisdom on matcha foot bathing, this has helped me sleep so much better if you do a foot bath before bed. Well, I'm so happy about that, Kerry, because a lot of the things that I talk about are using ingredients that can kind of sit in the cupboards, things like ginger or turmeric, or in this instance, matcha powder. Even you can do tea foot baths just using normal builder's kind of black tea bags, that kind of thing. It's amazing what you can do. And funny enough, back to my bathroom, that in this very cupboard just there, I have on the left-hand side of the cupboard kind of like normal bathroom stuff. But then on the right-hand side of the cupboard, I have things that would normally sit in the kitchen, to the point at which actually I'm about to have a fridge, much to Mr. Brindle's delight, put into the bathroom, because so many of the products which I use are actually things that need to be kept in the fridge like they do in the kitchen. So I've got a kind of bathroom fridge going in, and they're really useful to keep these things because they're to hand. Often these things are cupboard staples and they have amazing effects on your health. So really worth trying. And if you can't be bothered to have any products at all, think, oh, I don't want to do that. One thing that I could say to everyone is foot bathing is one of the best practices for your health and for your sleep. And most people I know don't sleep very well. So the ideal, in fact, I can actually, because I'm in my bathroom, I can slightly ad-lib and I will show you, probably to the despair of the Own Your Health team, that here we have my foot bath. This is my actual foot bath that I use. I got this on eBay. It's a Japanese foot bath, and it was about 10 quid. And it's metal, because metal is a good conductor of heat. But if you don't want to go to the expense of getting a foot bath like that, you can literally use a plastic washing up tub. And if you can't even be bothered to do that and you're fairly agile, you can literally just stick your foot under a warm tap and just rub the foot. It makes a massive difference to your quality of sleep. Okay, so the deluxe version is matcha in warm water with a lovely foot rub, bath like that, followed by a nice rub with magnesium butter and perhaps the Body Restore or the acupressure tool. But in its absolute simplest format, when you can't really be bothered and you're in a bit of a rush, just whack your foot under the tap with warm water and give it a rub, and it will make a massive difference. Anyway, into the episode we must go. So, main topic of today, we've got a couple of really interesting questions. So, lovely Tracy has messaged in and she said, hi, Katie and the team. That's the Own Your Health team as well, who are all behind the camera at the moment. I love watching your content. Yay! I've been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer, and I'm currently on chemotherapy. The drugs make me bloat and hold on to water. I walk daily, but exercise is difficult. I'm also menopausal and have acquired a large tummy, which I never had before. I'm on HRT. I do use the Sweet Bee magnesium butter on my feet at night to help, and I wanted to know if your new sculptor, which is, for those wondering what that is, that's this, okay, that your new sculptor would be safe for me to use, or perhaps you could suggest something else that would be more suitable. I watched your live with your wonderful male model, that's my friend Trevor, who's been on this podcast, and thought that maybe this could help me with my stubborn tummy. Right, so let's get talking about this. Now, obviously, when we're dealing with cancer, we have to be extraordinarily careful about the advice that we can give. And I have to highlight yet again, and this is highlighted on all of my content, everything that I say must not be taken as a substitute for Western medicine advice. And everything that I say, especially when you're dealing with someone taking chemotherapy, is that you must discuss all of this with your consultant and have their approval. On the basis that you have done so, let me give you the advice that I would give. So the key thing when we're dealing with the effects of chemotherapy is that there are two really massive organs that get impacted with chemotherapy. The first are your kidneys, and the second is actually the digestive system, which is in charge in Chinese medicine of your general immunity, which is the spleen, followed by the stomach, which is the pairing of the spleen. So we've got to look at the spleen and the kidney. Now, the first thing to say is that I have free fact sheets on both of those organs. In fact, on all of the key organs that we need to understand, and they are freely available on my website for really comprehensive information. But the first thing that we need to be aware of is that we need to think about our immune system, because it gets very, very heavily compromised when we're taking chemotherapy. Now, when we're looking at the immune system, the organ responsible for immunity, by and large, is the spleen, and therefore the digestion, which is the main responsibility of the organ, is the digestive system followed by managing your immunity. Now, whilst I understand you'd really love to get hold of that sculptor and get going on that tummy, we need to step back a bit, because the thing about dynamic tools, which is what the sculptor is that it's absolutely fine when your body is basically okay. But there are, the more dynamic a tool becomes, the more contraindications that start to take place. So what we need to do is when we're dealing with something where we're taking chemotherapy, which is a very strong treatment for something like cancer, which is, you know, a very advanced condition, is that what we need to do is we need to scale it all the way back. Back, before we start doing dynamic things which could potentially make you worse and could actually aggravate things, and it's likely that your consultant is going to say, no, I don't think so, is that we've got to scale all the way back to go back into that space where your consultant would say, I don't think that would do any harm. Now, that's the space that we need to occupy when we're doing safe self-care. Now, what is that then? What are the things that won't do you any harm? Because something's got to work and we've got to do something rather than just sitting back and doing nothing. So what we want to do is we want to look at the harmless things. So that would be food, because you have to eat, and breath, because you have to breathe. Now, that's a good start. Before we start worrying about buying tools and all the rest of it, we need to just get those basics in place. Now, that's quite useful, because the first thing to say is that the first organ that we're talking about here in terms of your immune system is the spleen, which is responsible for digestion, which is all about food. Okay, so that's that first bit going on over there. Now, the other organ that we're interested in when we're dealing with the side effects of chemotherapy and cancer itself is kidneys. Now, kidneys are nourished by breath. Now, that's quite useful as well. So suddenly we've got two very safe, I don't think that's going to do any harm, things that we can start with, which we can start to make an impact on your body, which are not going to cost you very much, / nothing at all, but you can start to work with them mindfully and consciously, and therefore starting to make a difference. So first up, let's talk about food, because food is quite an easy thing to start with. So for this, I've just printed out my notes on food and the spleen and chemotherapy specifically to make sure that I'm not getting anything, I've not missed anything. So the first thing to say is that when you want to eat really well to support this poor old spleen, is that the first thing you must do is to eat warm, nourishing food. Okay, the way we like to refer to it in China is slurpy food. Literally, that's the way they describe it. Slurpy food, which is, funnily enough, my preferred kind of food. So soups, stews, things which are already sort of soft. So you don't want to eat kind of like a big fleshy thing that you have to chew and chomp and then the digestive system has to get stuck in to do it. You want to eat foods which are already kind of sort of sludging down in the first place. So in China, they eat something called congee, which is what we recommend for people who are dealing with kind of major medical things going on, because it's really, and babies and people convalescing and the elderly, because the food is already really, really softened up. Now, you don't have to go all the way into congee if that feels a bit much, but what I would recommend in the West is use your slow cooker. Now, in France, apparently, or well, not apparently, but according to, I used to live in France, and according to all the French people that I met in France, a slow cooker in a French kitchen is like a kettle in an English kitchen. Now, I've only got my own personal experience to say if that's true, although whenever I've been to France, I have observed slow cookers kind of everywhere. They have slow cookers as part of their kind of standard. Now, we need to embrace the slow cooker. You can get them for about 30 quid from Argos. They're brilliant. They work. They are the world's easiest thing to use, because you just chuck everything in and turn it on. Okay, so it's really easy to use. And it means that the food is already softened by the slow cooking process. Now, I won't go into a sidebar of loads of different slow cooking things you can do. I talk about that on my social media quite a lot. And also, you can just Google it to find out. And there's slow cooker recipes everywhere. But I would be very much making sure that you're eating slow cooked food, because it means that the digestive process is very, it's kind of taken care of before you've started to eat it. Your digestive system doesn't have to work that hard in order to process the food, because it's been processed correctly in the first place. Also, please make sure you avoid cold food and drinks. So, for example, yesterday I was in London with my daughter and she was like, oh, can we go to Joe the Juice? And I was like, all right then, actually. And we were in a bit of a hurry. So I thought, you know what, I'll have a juice for lunch. Oh, and I forgot to say no ice. And of course, out came this thing and they ground up all this ice into it. I was like, oh my God, this is like a dietary no-no. So ice gets into our food systems everywhere, okay? If you are not careful, please, no ice in drinks. All food room temperature as an absolute minimum. Don't just go to the chiller cabinet if you're on the hoof and you're buying food from somewhere thinking, right, I'll get some sushi, that's healthy. It's like, well, sushi is healthy, but not when it's chilled. You've got to bring things back up to room temperature before you eat them. The other really good food to eat is stir fry. So slow cooking is on the one end of the spectrum, which is you just chuck it all in and the slow cooker sort of 4 hours later has done all the work for you. Okay, but stir fries is the other end, when you've got to eat something quick and fast, and you need to rustle it up out of the fridge. So then you have your stir-fry vegetables and your stir-fry ingredients, and the food starts to kind of soften up in the stir-fry and cooking, even though you're only doing it gently. If you're using quick stir-fry ingredients like bean sprouts and lotus root and water chestnuts and light vegetables that you can kind of use and then sort of use with sort of five spices and ginger and turmeric and a bit of soy sauce, it's really, really easy. Now, again, on my Instagram, I have done some, like, my iconic stir-fry recipe and my iconic slow-cooked recipe, my iconic stir-fry recipe that I just kind of rinse and repeat all the time when I'm in a hurry. Then I will always recommend avoid the four whites. Now, the four whites are salt, sugar, flour, and dairy. It's a really easy kind of four whites. It's a really easy thing to remember. And also, please make sure that you're drinking high-quality water, high-quality teas. We sell really good high-quality teas over on the Hey You Method and have a really good water filter system, because it's really important to support your kidneys. And kidneys are the water organ of the body. It's also important to think about Chinese herbs for additional body support. And I would always recommend, there's a wonderful herbalist I work with called Frances Turner. If anybody wants her number, or you can just Google her, she's Frances Turner Herbs. She's, if she can't help you, she will know the person that can. But when you're dealing with illnesses, which you're under consultation, you have to go with a qualified herbalist and also consult with the consultant at the same time, so that the herbalist knows what's going on with your medication and vice versa. But then let's now talk about breath. Now, the thing about breath is that breath is the number one healing modality to your body, more than anything else. And it's free and it's there and you're doing it at least 30,000 times a day. But there's a massive difference between subconscious breathing and not paying attention to it, and paying attention to your breath and noting your breath. So the first thing that I'm going to say, and anyone that's a friend of this feed and is very, very used to listening to me, they're going to go, she's going to talk about mindfulness bell, isn't she? I was like, yes, I am. I'm going to talk about mindfulness bell. There's an app which I love called Mindfulness Bell. And for £2 a year, you can download a bell of your choice. For free, you can just get the bell they give you. But for £2, I think it's money well spent. And you can have that bell sound on your phone every 15 minutes. You can have it for every half hour, 45 minutes or hour, it's up to you, or every half day or whatever. But I put it on its maximum setting. Every 15 minutes, suddenly my phone will just go gong, and it's just a nice little reminder for me to go, oh, time to breathe properly. Now, when you breathe properly, what is that? Well, it's not just kind of not thinking about it. Breathing properly, you need to put... And this is where I've confessed that I've got my pyjama bottoms on the lower half. I didn't think I'd be standing up, but never mind. So put your hand on your belly and breathe and move your hand. Move your hand so that you can literally feel the belly expand like a balloon, okay? So that you're massaging the organs. Linger at the top of that breath and then relax and release the breath. And then linger at the bottom of that breath, which is what I would call your new normal. Now that is a conscious breath. But it's very important to move the hand, and you'd be amazed how little you can move that hand when you start. Now, not only is that bringing in vast amounts of really important, not just oxygen and all the nutritious gases that you need, but also life force, chi, energy. It comes in two forms, breath and food, by which also fluids. But breath and food are the two main incomes into the body which create energy. And without energy, you'd be dead. So that's how important it is. And we knacker and drain our energy because we don't talk about it. It's not really in our systems of healthcare. And yet without it, it is paramount. And the breath is the number one income. So before you start spending money on buying products or doing this or buying food or getting a slow cooker or wok or whatever it is that I've just recommended, the most important thing you can do is to put your hand on your belly and breathe in and feel it move. Because at that point, you're also massaging the organs of the torso. The organs are all there, and they need to be massaged by that sort of undulation of breath and muscle movement going on through the body. It governs peristalsis. It strengthens the immune system. It allows the body to intake breath. It will also take the body into a rest mode. It will also alkalize the body. And this is important when we're dealing with chemo and cancer and chronic degenerative disease and sleeplessness and skin issues and headaches and menstrual pain and anything else that's going on. It will start to massage the organs and it will start to create a virtuous, safe circle. It's very, very unlikely that a consultant is going to say that deep diaphragmatic breathing is not safe to do. okay? Because what it's going to do is create a very, very relaxed state for the body. And that's what you need to do before you start doing anything more advanced, like meditations with me or the healing circle or yoga or Qigong or anything else. You need to start getting that bell going every 15 minutes and consciously doing 1 minute of that deep breathing. Because it's not necessarily about reinventing the wheel. It's about doing the simple things well. Now, once you've done that, then we can start thinking about other things which sit within the, I can't see that that's going to do any harm, because that's where we have to sit. If you want to practice safe self-care, it has to sit in that space. It cannot possibly ever potentially make something worse. That's not what my advice is all about. So at this point then, I would recommend that you would add in Qigong, okay? Qigong, which is spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. Now, Qigong means life force practice. It's an energy practice. It's a bit like yoga, but it works on nourishing energy in the body and strengthening it up. It can be incredibly gentle and it can be incredibly dynamic. You will find that Kung Fu masters and people that were doing like really, really intense practices, like really advanced martial arts, will be experts in Qigong at the same time. But we don't have to be climbing up walls sort of Kung Fu style. We can be basically doing some really, really wonderful gentle practices and building up slowly. So I would at this point recommend that you join Hey You Fit, because for £10 a month, we have some wonderful teachers teaching you some really, really lovely gentle Qigong practices all the way up to the more dynamic stuff. So you can start very, very cheaply, very, very easily with the three practitioners over there, Aaron, Maggie and Manuela. They're all absolutely lovely. And there's a wonderful thriving community of people over there which will get you started. So I would suggest with that. And I would just, to be honest, say that those would be the three things that I would start with. And I would very much make sure that before you do anything, that you start with the simple stuff and you do it well. Then and only then would I suggest that we start moving into tools and moving into other things. But you will find that the Qigong will start to get belly fat, menopause, and it will start to get the organs strengthening up, which will start to in turn flush through the kind of excess weight. Because the way that I talk about weight in the body, it's a bit like landfill, especially if it's weight that's kind of new. It's not you're saying, well, I've been overweight ever since I was a child. It's like, well, actually, I was kind of all right. And then all this has happened and now this has all come off the back of it. So at that point, it can be relatively easy to reverse it if you do the right things. And I would urge you to try Qigong to gently, gently, gently get everything moving. But please, when you go to the Qigong, you must please ask your consultant to check they're okay. And if they're not quite sure what it is, it's basically like a Chinese version of yoga. And the one that we're recommending you do is very, very soft and gentle and very, very breath focused. So that is that. Now, the next question, which is a very common question, is do I have to shower after I dry brush my body or can I just moisturize? Now, that's a really good question. Now, in general, I would recommend that you should shower, because the thing is when you've been dry body brushing is that So when you're dry body brushing, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be sloughing off dead skin cells. So in an ideal world, you really want to have a bit of a shower, because what the shower is going to do is it's going to remove the dead skin cells. Also, it's going to enhance blood circulation, especially if you shift the temperature dial of your shower. So you go from warm to cold and then back again, which is what I always say. It's kind of dynamic showering. So just as I've been talking about conscious breathing, this is now conscious showering. It's not just standing there rub-a-dub-dub, just kind of minding your own business. It's actually using the water temperature correctly to kind of create a healing effect on the body, because by going from warm to cold to back again, your contrast formulating with the body. So you're allowing the lymphatic system and the blood circulatory systems to kind of rush to the inside of the body and then rush to come back out again. So you're creating a really dynamic kind of concertina effect on the body, which in turn has a really, really good way to kind of clear out the lymphatic systems. And you feel really clean on the inside, not just the outside. It's also very good for preparing the skin for moisturizing after the shower, because you've then just kind of declogged everything and got everything clean. It also is really nice for freshness, which works very well with body brushing, because it gives you that sort of lovely zingy feeling where you feel that everything's kind of tingling in a really nice way. But time is of the essence. And if you don't have time to shower, because sometimes we don't, then what I recommend is once you've just finished with your brushing, just grab a towel. You're in your bathroom, hence why I love doing my feeds from my bathroom, because I seem to be permanently in here. And just give yourself a quick rub. with a dry towel, because that at least is going to invigorate the skin and it's going to get rid of the dead skin cells. And that will just like take like 10 seconds up to a minute. So it's a very, very quick and efficient way of doing it. So thank you so much for joining me today on today's podcast from Katie's Bathroom. And just to say, if you have any questions, feel free to put them on the YouTube or the Instagram or the TikTok or the Facebook. The key takeaways today are the importance of doing simple things well and regularly, and how cheap and in fact free it can be to actually look after yourself properly. You just sometimes just have to kind of take something that you're already doing one tiny little step further, and you're going to feel so much better. So thank you so much for listening and watching today's Q&A. If you have any other questions, do please message in to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. If you would like the message to remain private, please put confidential so that we don't share it, because we do like sharing the information if we possibly can. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next episode.